So there we were on Saturday morning, honey, in bed. Our Saturday mornings are very precious, very important, or important, if you pronounce it that way. We lie in bed. I get you coffee. I fetch you coffee like the errand boy I am to please my lady. And then we sit there in bed. We chat a little, but we mostly stare at our phones. You surf, you doom scroll on Exmo Twitter. And I'm on my Instagram Explore page, which is filled with smoky gray cats that look like Frankie Blue and shirtless guys lifting weights.
And oop.
I don't tell these guys to take their shirts off. They just, they're not wearing shirts.
They just pop up in your algorithm for some unknown reason.
Yeah. Pure coincidence. Part of me is like, I don't want to look at these shirtless guys because they look fantastic. But then the other part of me is like, well, you can really dial in and see which muscles are worked. And that's very important when you're lifting. As you know, honey, I lift.
Sure, yeah.
I'm very strong. But it's Saturday morning and I had a coupon because I signed up for all these stupid Uber Eats and DoorDash and Grubhub and Postmates and Instacart.
You're always chasing that deal.
Yeah, I am. And I have three emails that I can sign up with. So I always have a coupon. I always have an angle like the Pez Outlaw guy. He always had a harebrained scheme to become a millionaire. But I had a coupon for Postmates, $25 off. Minimum order, $35. I was like, well, wow, that's unheralded. That's a super duper deal. So when I usually get these coupons, I do pickup. I order through the app. I go to the store because you save so much money.
That's really the only way to save money with these online apps and these DoorDashers and whatever the heck.
Yeah.
You still have to put the effort in. If you want to like really save money, you still have to drive there yourself to get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because $25 off, you think, oh, wow, $25. But after fees and surcharges and Prop 22 in California and the tip.
Yep.
You break even or it's a couple bucks over if you would have gone to the restaurant. So $25 off, $35. Usually do pickup, but pickup wasn't an option. Only delivery, which, okay, we were in bed. I was looking at shirtless men in bed next to my lady. So I'm like, all right, let's place an order. Let's do breakfast. So we do Black Bear Diner, which is in Natomas, 10-ish minutes, maybe a little more than 10 minutes from where we are. You got some breakfast sliders, and I got a spicy sausage combo plate.
We should note.
Yeah.
We both pored over the menu for at least 35 minutes.
Oh my gosh, you have no idea.
Trying to decide what to order.
Yeah.
And oop.
Also, needs to be noted,
yeah,
we were browsing the website for at least 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what we want to order.
Yeah. Well, how our Saturday morning goes, I wake up at 4:30 a.m. I begin brewing coffee for my lady, and then I stare at you until you wake up, which 2.5-3 hours sometimes, but I'm like a dog. I put my nose to your nose, my eyes are open, and I just stare at you, waiting to wake up. But yeah, we put in 45 minutes-ish looking at the Black Bear has a gigantic, comprehensive menu.
Beautiful, really.
Yeah. Very inviting. So we put the order in. Breakfast sliders, spicy sausage combo plate at 7:55 a.m. Right away, they're like, okay, your delivery at the earliest is going to get there at 8:35. Okay, 8:35. Cool. And very quickly, within a few minutes, we get assigned a driver, and his name is Joshua. We use Postmates. I'll put DoorDash in the title, honey. It's very important. DoorDash is much more well-known than Postmates.
Really?
It's all about the clickbait.
Okay.
Well, DoorDash is like up here. Well, DoorDash tells you what it... They're getting, they're dashing, they're getting... What the hell is a Grubhub? What the hell is an Instacart? Okay, Instacart kind of tells you what's. Anyways, Postmates Joshua, with a few minutes of putting in our order, Joshua was assigned our driver. And we love this because it's a real-time map. You see Joshua's little car.
Yes, a cute little car on a cute little map.
Yeah.
And you see where they are.
Yeah.
You see when they leave the restaurant. Yeah. You see where what freeway they're on coming to your house.
Oh, my gosh. It's like Hitler playing Risk
on
the board there. He's moving pieces around on the global map there. So we get assigned Joshua fairly quickly. Earliest, 8:35. Okay, so Joshua starts out in Natomas. Now, for people who don't know, Natomas is about the quickest there is 10 minutes. Well, Black Bear is in Natomas, but Natomas is huge. It's expansive. It's wide ranging.
Let's give him 15 to 20 minutes just for like red light.
Yeah.
Traffic, yeah. Whatever, just to be safe.
Yeah.
20 minutes max.
Yeah. So Joshua's in Natomas. Black Bear Diner's in Natomas, but they're in different parts of Natomas. But Joshua gets to Black Bear at 8:15. 8:15. So order put in at 7:55. 8:15, Joshua grabs our food. Still, the time estimate via Postmates, earliest delivery is 8:35. So 8:15, 20 minutes, that's very doable.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, from our place to Black Bear Diner in Natomas, a little more than 10 minutes. So he grabs our food at 8:15. We're still on time for 8:35, earliest delivery. And also Postmates, they hedge their bets. Latest delivery is 9:15, which, okay, Joshua, let's not get crazy. Just hop on the 5. But we've had it where driver cancels for whatever reason, and then a different driver assumes our order, picks up our order. And then we've also gotten where a driver will take another order while they're getting our order. So it gets delayed by a few minutes, nothing too bad. But we don't get any of those messages from Joshua. Shua, I'll call him. It's like when people who are called Christopher and they go by Topher. Like, what's up with that?
So he's either Joe or he's Shua.
Yeah. Shua. Okay. Shua. Yeah, because Joe, J-O without the E, you might as well be a woman. You're like the woman in One Day at a Time. Or was it Different Strokes? So Shua grabs our food at 8:15. But for some unbeknownst reason, Shua, so we are southwest of Black Bear Diner. But Shua starts heading north and northeast in a different part of Natomas away from us.
Are you going to Reno?
Yeah. Yeah. Road trip. I got some breakfast sliders and some spicy sausage. Let's hit up the casino in Reno. So his car, we're watching it real time on the map. His car starts just ambling around northeast. We are southwest. I'm like, okay. And like I said, sometimes drivers get different orders. Sometimes they pass it off to someone else. But I got no messages.
Mm.
Like, Shua was our dude. Shua was our dude till the end, bro.
Bro for life.
Yeah. And there was nothing. So he stayed in Natomas, kind of ambling around. Driving around aimlessly. And then the 8:35 estimate of when our food shows up at the door, it turns to 8:36 and 8:37 and 8:38 and then 8:40 and 8:45. And it just goes.
And gets, every time is a stab to the heart.
Yes. Yes. And our stomach. Because breakfast food don't get no better.
Oh, yeah. And I'm getting more hangry with every minute that passes.
Yes. Yes, your sliders are not getting better.
No, you don't want bread to sit in a insulated tub.
Right, condensation nuclei, Shua. Have you ever been in seventh grade science? So who knows what's going on, but his car is in a foreign, the lawless, borderless tribal region of Natomas. It got to the point at 8:30, I was like, I can't deal. Maybe he'll show up. Maybe he won't. But we were hungry. We were in bed.
We were at our wits' ends.
We were tired with them playing with our hearts, honey. So at 8:30, 5 minutes before the earliest delivery, the initial delivery time, at 8:30, I canceled. That was a whole nother thing. Like, I had to email Postmates customer service. Thankfully, they took care of it quickly.
They reimbursed you, yeah?
Yes. Yes.
I wonder. So they reimburse you your money.
Yeah.
Joshua has our food.
Yeah.
He's had it for an hour.
Yeah.
So is this a scam that drivers do? Because you got reimbursed. He has the food.
Yes.
He's going to take it home to his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a beautiful breakfast together.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And his kid. Well, yeah, absolutely. It was your fault for ordering the sliders, honey. They look super good. Joshua was like, I can't. I'm helpless. I must have these sliders. What happens is Postmates takes the loss, cancel the order, refunds money to me, and then the food is lost all of its value practically. So they just give it to the driver.
It's lost in the ether.
Yes.
And oop.
So I'm on Reddit, honey. I like Reddit. Their algorithm is like right in tune with what I like to consume, the information and entertainment. For whatever reason, I have no idea how they figure this out. Their algo gives me delivery driver subreddits. So I get r/DoorDash, r/Postmates, r/Instacart. I see all these people's gripes and complaints, the drivers, sometimes customers. I've watched for a little while. I watched many a YouTube of delivery drivers, how much they make and how much they have to spend, and they sit in parking lots waiting for orders to come through. So I'm in tune with these Grubhub drivers, these DoorDash drivers. So what had happened is that Joshua just decided, because he had a 91%. Approval rate or whatever, like excellent rating, a little low, Joshua, just saying. He just wanted food, or he was like, my kid is hungry.
Well, don't you think it should be like the
oop?
What had happened was Joshua was hungry, or his friends were hungry, or his kid and wife were hungry. Someone was hungry, and he was like, I'm just going to take the 1-star rating. I'm going to take this mark on my record as a Postmates driver. I'm just going to keep the food. And that's what happened. And he enjoyed your breakfast sliders. He enjoyed my spicy egg combination. And that's fine. No hard feelings. Shua. Another thing that... Like, I'm very, I know what's going on with these delivery drivers, and I deliver myself for part of my job. I drive around, I pick things up, I drop things off. A lot of these people, like, they put out snacks. They put out a basket of Fritos and Doritos and bags of Nutty Buddies. And they're like, here, Mr. DoorDash driver, pick your favorite snack. We don't want snacks. We want to go pee. Okay? We want to go pee. We don't need a bag of Fritos. We want a bathroom. And then the other thing that drives me crazy is some people will say to the UPS driver or whatever, go up to my Ring camera, do a funny dance.
Oh my gosh.
And I'll leave you a 5-star rating. Go up to my Ring camera. Tell me the funniest joke, Mr. DoorDash driver, and I'll give you a 5-star rating.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not your dancing monkey.
Right.
Okay.
You're not a king, and they're not a court jester.
Yes.
Like, get a life, dude. Just give them a good tip if you want to give them a good tip. Give them a meager tip if you want to. But
being a delivery driver is a really hard job.
Yeah.
It's physically hard. You're out there in the elements, be it cold or really hot.
Yeah.
You just want to get home to your family.
Yeah.
And your recliner.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Stop making these guys and gals do extra work.
Yeah. And let them go pee in your bathroom, okay?
My Bathroom is open.
We don't need a tiny bag of Cool Ranch Doritos. We want to go pee. It's very important.
Yes.
So I came across this listicle, honey. And it's entitled, 5 Reasons Not to Tip Your Delivery Drivers More. People are ticked. This is from businessinsider.com. People are ticked that delivery drivers complain about stingy tips in a viral New York Times article. Here are the 5 main reasons people don't think they should tip more. Number 1. Larger orders don't mean more work for drivers. So, Joshua, first name basis with him. If he grabs a couple bags of burritos from a taqueria, that might be $50 in food. And he grabs them from the restaurant and he drives to your residence and he places them on your front door. That's the same amount of work as if he went to Nobu, which is a super fancy sushi place in Los Angeles and New York. A couple bags of food might be $200 worth of food. So would you tip, because we tip 20%, wherever that comes from, that figure. Would you tip Joshua delivering a couple bags of burritos, 20% on $50 worth of burritos, and then all of a sudden, because the till is higher, the amount, the receipt is higher,
the percentage goes up.
Yeah,
in dollar amount.
In the end, Joshua's just delivering a few bags of food.
Yeah, this is so stressful because, like, you have your when you order delivery.
Yeah.
Do you want to tip your driver? Do you want to tip the people making the food or the restaurant itself? Who does the money go to? It's so stressful. I hate it.
Yeah. It's to the driver. And I know. It's annoying. Well, this is why I do pickup.
Yes. I like to circumvent all of this madness.
Yeah.
There's Chuyita is a Mexican restaurant here in West Sac that we really love.
Yes, ma'am.
And when you go inside on the counter where you order, they have 2 little jars, and one says for the cooks.
Yeah.
One says for the what does it say for the front desk? Or,
yeah. I don't know, counter staff. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can put into each jar what you want, and I like to put it equal.
But even that's confusing. Like, can you make this decision yourself, Chuyita?
Well, like when I tip, I want to tip the people who are putting in like the sweat, blood, and tears to make this food.
Yes.
That's obviously a harder job than driving around in your car.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And but also I want to tip the people driving a little bit as well.
Right.
I want to tip both.
Right.
But I hate these sites because it only gives the driver the tip.
Yeah.
And that is so unfair.
Yeah. They should have like kitchen staff tip, counter, front, desk people tip, and then driver tip.
Absolutely.
But the 20% thing, which who knows where that came from? I don't care enough to Google. But you grab a couple bags from a restaurant, and then you drive a few miles, and then you drop them off on a porch in front of a front door. I don't know if that's worth 20%.
No way. The people who are actually cooking, they deserve the majority of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, especially if it's takeout. Well, this is the classic. The person who puts together your order and throws in some plastic forks. Okay.
The front desk guy?
Yeah. You should be able to allocate 20% to kitchen staff, 5% to counter, 5% to Joshua.
Yeah.
The second one is that drivers shouldn't expect the same tips as restaurant workers. I agree.
Exactly.
A restaurant has overhead. Okay, they got to pay rent. They got to be health department, code.
They're physically working much harder.
Yeah. They're tending to you. Is everything okay? Do you need more ranch? Do you want some more water? And that's a 20% margin for a good tip, in traditional speaking. A guy or girl who grabs your food and then drives a few miles and drops it off, that's not nearly the effort.
No.
The energy, the care put into it. Next one, I never thought about this before. Drivers should be tipped based on how difficult their delivery was. So if you live in Timbuktu, freaking, they got to drive on some dirt road. You got dogs swarming their car or whatever.
You live on a road where the GPS doesn't work.
Yeah. And think about weather. If it's raining.
Oh, yeah.
It's thunderstorms. That deserves more of a tip than someone who drives a few miles and drops it off on your front door. And then 4 or 5, I'll just throw together. You can believe this or you can't believe this or don't want to. Why should the customer be responsible for paying these workers a living wage? Yeah. So that angles like DoorDash should be paying them more. Or DoorDash should be make them full-time employees. I get that, but I'm also like, well, it's just a delivery job, dude. It's part-time gig work. And then the last one, gig work was never intended to be a full-time job. Again, this is like when grocery store employees go on strike. Well, you're a cashier, or okay, you chop up, you're a supermarket butcher. Should you really be doing that for is that a career? And again, sometimes I believe that, and sometimes I'm like, oh, I see the other side. I don't know. So Joshua, we hope you enjoyed our sliders.
Something we did say to console ourselves that morning, we were like, well, we waited 2 hours for Joshua to finally arrive.
Yeah.
But while we were waiting, we like snuggled in bed.
Yeah.
We were holding each other. We were laughing. We were bonding over this struggle together.
Oh, yeah. The hot guys I watched lifting weights. I'll never forget it.
So we were happy that it kept us in bed. It kept us, like, we were having a grand old time commiserating together and holding each other.
Yeah, instead of eating 3,000 empty calories each and just, and it would probably be cold. It would probably be, it leads to a bunch of trash and refuse. And it's never a good experience for the most part getting delivery food.
Usually you regret it.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
There's that.
Yeah. Alrighty. Are we done, Henny?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're done. Bye-bye.